Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Katie Neal from Odyssey Country, and tonight we are here at our brand new studios at the Hard Rock Cafe Nashville with five-time Entertainer of the Year, Mr. Luke Bryan.
Five, baby. Somehow I made that happen.
You did. Thank you so much for being here tonight.
No, this is fun. We've, literally I've been in the woods in the spring, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Couple of allergies, but we've been turkey hunting with, had my boys and some of their buddies come in, and it's been a fun weekend.
Speaking of allergies, can we finish the conversation we started to have last week?
What?
About your...
Oh, my bass fishing allergy.
I mentioned this to someone at the record label. They're like, he's not allergic to bass. And I was like, no, he is.
No, I took Allegra
it's
today.
Unbelievable, though.
And if I actually caught bass today. And, you know, so just so we know, if I do interviews and I look like I've been smoking pot, that's not true. I've been catching bass.
So you're allergic to just you're literally allergic to touching a bass.
If I touch a bass, my eyes will get red. My hands will swell if I have to take the hook out. So I'll take like an Allegra. And I'll get in front of it. I'm like, I know I'm going to fish today, so I'll take an Allegra in the morning.
You spent years not knowing like
what
it was.
Yeah, I spent years not knowing. My dad would take me on these fishing trips. And, you know, I'm in the back of the boat, like, wheezing, like, in need of maybe, like, a EpiPen. You know, my dad was just like.
Suck it up.
So we just thought it was just, like, allergy, you know, like
so wild. The
trees. But it's actually touching the bass. And, you know, since I've told some people, and, you know, I'm not all alone in that. Some other people have had.
Oh, I bet there's a bunch of country boys who are all like, wait, what? That's what that is?
So maybe I can bring awareness.
Yeah. Luke's new foundation for bass fishing allergy.
My new foundation is those who've been cursed by the touch of, it's really sunfish, like a brim, a shell cracker. There's a lot of internal names for fish. Bluegill.
I know that one.
Bluegill is a more Illinois reference, but any of those things, yeah, they wipe me out pretty good.
It's too funny. Well, listen, we're really excited to have you here tonight. We're going to do a totally private show. Our winners are here from Chicago. They are so excited to get to see you. And I'm just curious, like, Luke, young Luke, pre-global country music superstar, if you were going to, like, win a private show with somebody, who would you have won?
Oh, gosh, if I were going to win, living or dead,
whatever
it would
you
have
want.
Been probably Conway Twitty.
Oh, that would have
been. To sit there and listen to Conway would have freaked me out.
It would have been awesome.
Like, I did a Conway Twitty education on somebody this week. It was another country star that really hadn't did the deep Conway mm-hmm. Twitty dive, and they called me back and they're like, thank you for sending me down that.
Was it?
I'm not throwing that
okay,
person.
I don't know, maybe.
No, I'm not telling
you know
the
what?
Country star.
I respect that.
No, see, I'm keeping everybody
not burning any bridges, getting any trouble tonight. Right. I appreciate that. Well, like I said, we really appreciate you being here, especially with Idol being in full swing. I was actually thinking about you last week when Chase Beckham got his first number one after the show, because I feel like you really took him under your wing. And
what was
really
amazing
exciting.
Is on the drive in today, we saw a Chase Beckham billboard with his handsome little face. And and Idol is airing right now. So if this were live, then my parents would be very confused that how could I be two places at once?
That is
because they still don't understand when I'm pre-taped and when I'm live. But, you know, that's just family problems.
Yeah, exactly. I think I've said this to you before, but I just love so much what you guys have done with this, like, new version of the show with you, Katie, and Lionel. Like, I talk to people all the time who are like, I watched American Idol the other night, and I was, like, sobbing. Like, it's just so beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I think just the ability to spend the time with the kids to tell the stories mm-hmm. in the background and really dive in and not... It I think part of a big thing about being an artist is people got to know your story and what you're yeah. about and where you're from. And when the songs tell all that story, that's one thing. But then so Idol does a great job at really diving in there and like I said, going to these kids' hometowns and showing real American life. And it's fun to watch.
Really
I was, you know, I was watching, my wife Caroline was on the couch watching as I left to come down here. And, she will, you know, she'll tell me where I got some things right and where I got some things wrong when I get home.
She gives you notes?
Just positive criticisms.
Yeah, which is great. Because I remember, like, when you were first going on the show, you were, like, feeling really nervous about being on TV all that much. Do you feel like now that's second nature?
Naturally, a nervous habit of mine is to talk too much. So now I've learned to just... Just shut up when I need to,
and
let
Stop
somebody
while you're ahead.
let somebody else step in the trap.
How did you feel about hearing the news that Katie was leaving?
I thought she might be, mm-hmm. and I feel that she's been just a rock star on the show, and to have developed a friendship and then to work, you know, when you're working along aside somebody like that, you know, you got to trust each other and you got to help each other out on the rough days. And we've had a great time together. And like I said, it's when I took the Idol gig, I knew that she was she had already signed up to do it and didn't know her. And, you know, 7 years later to have spent so much time with her has been pretty awesome. She's a trip. And we've, you know, for me to be a friend of hers through her pregnancy,
yeah.
and, you know, watching her, grow into motherhood and from start to finish and just watching how sweet she is to Daisy, and it's been a fun ride. And you know, I think she knows whenever she's in Nashville to hit me up and vice versa. I always need good restaurant recommendations from her.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's super fun. And then I know you've got so much going on. You got the new song that just came out, Love
right.
You Miss You Mean It, which feels like the perfect, like, Luke Bryan mid-tempo summertime song.
It feels
we needed.
Right.
Yeah. What has the reaction been like since the song came out?
You know, everybody's like, my family's like, you put another song out? It's good. You know, nobody loves on me. Nobody tells me what I need to hear anymore.
Yeah, they're like, you get
I just,
enough of that.
You know, it's like just back to changing diapers and stuff. You know, no, I'm playing. But the main thing is, you know, I think everybody's excited about it. And to hear people talk about, like, it's kind of like vintage or my standards or whatever my standards are as far as songs. It's fun to hear everybody say that. And I think, you know, when I look at 16, 17 years of doing this, just there's been a lot of songs to put out. And sometimes I do some songs that, you know, I try something and the fans like them, and then sometimes the fans are like, what is he up to? And then but this one's kind of like right down my wheelhouse, and I'm excited to have that out.
I was going
to
ask you what you're thinking about now next. Now you got like 30 number ones, a successful TV career. Like, what is next in the Luke Bryan legacy?
You know, I mean, my thing is just have fun writing songs and have fun doing the shows. I mean, I think for 10 years I've just overworked myself, like, to where all my friends, when I see them, they're like, you're overworking yourself. And I'm like, I know, I can't tell people no. But, you know, now just, you know, managing the flow. I've been home 4 weekends in a row. I've been home.
That's nice.
And I've not done that in 17 or 18 years.
And I'm sure the boys are loving it.
Well, and they do. And I spent the weekend with them. And Bo, he just turned 16, and we were at the house last night, and we were cooking crawfish, and you know he don't like crawfish, and he wanted smash burgers, and I said, well, we don't have hamburger meat, and he goes, well, can I drive to the store? And I'm like, listen, if you want a smash burger, drive to the store, go buy you some hamburger meat and all the, you know, all the little ingredients. And he came and made his own smash burgers because he's 16. He can do what the hell he wants.
A new season of life for you. It's he can right. start taking like, care of himself.
Hey, you know, it's like if you want it, drive to it. But we had a good weekend. But that's the main thing.
Yeah.
A nice balance of work, family, and trying to get over this damn fish allergy.
We're looking for a cure for Luke's bass fish
there
allergy.
We go.
We're looking for a cure. Luke Bryan, thank you so much for coming here and for
thank
doing
you.
This. Like I said, we really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.